Madam Chair?
Yes.
Make sure you give her the word.
I understand your intent is to go into executive session to discuss the national office budget.
Yes.
Do you want a brief public presentation in broad strokes on the budget that does not go into any personnel details?
Sure.
Okay. So you were on page 16 of 34, if you back of 24, rather, if you back up to page 1 of 24, you will be on the national office budget. The national office, as you know, is principally, though by no means exclusively, funded by the levies paid by the five stations. 1 of 24. And when Pacifica is in a down cycle, as it is now, the national office gets affected in two ways. One is if the stations are raising less, then their 19.5% levy payment is less. The other is if the stations run out of money, the preferred method so far of relieving that pressure has been for people to defer central services payments. And I agree with some comments that were made earlier by Tony Riddle that this may have the effect of encouraging bad habits, feeling like you got the bill money to go out to dinner with, even though you haven't paid the bills. In any case, this national office budget prudently assumes that even though WBAI's budget anticipates paying central services as they come due, that because of the concerns we raised with the pragmatism of WBAI's budget and because of the track record of those central service payments not materializing, they have to plan around no money coming in from WBAI this fiscal year. So that's a budget assumption I want to highlight for you in this. The second assumption is that for similar reasons, the track record and some of the cash flow concerns I highlighted with KPFK's budget, that real central service money would not start coming in until 6 months into the fiscal year in April. With those assumptions, if the national office continues as presently staffed at present salary levels, it runs a deficit. You'll see this on page
3 of 4.
Thank you.
Three of 24.
You will see a total deficit of $918,000. Yeah.
Right, and let's not forget this also includes board expenses, directors and officers insurance, employment insurance.
So it's
there's a lot of other bills that the national office covers besides just the payroll of national office employees.
Kind of a triple whammy here, right? Stations are raising less, less central services are due. Stations are not making goal or coming up short on cash because they've been spending too much. They don't pay the central services that are due. And the third one, the national office is now planning to pay out the full amount of central services that are due to the Pacifica Radio Archives. So that's what you're looking at. The national office has presented you four different staffing scenarios, one with moderate staff cuts, one with what they consider the minimum number of staff necessary to run the national office, and one reducing everyone in the national office to halftime. The minimum staff scenario, which is the one that the National Finance Committee has endorsed, still leaves the national office with a deficit in excess of $430,000. So, the question you're confronted with is, we hope that as adjustments phase in at KPFK and WBAI, they get back on their feet and they're able to start paying central services. The national office doesn't think it can count on it at all from BAI this fiscal year and from KPFK for half of this fiscal year. The question is, what do you use to pay the bills while those cuts take effect and work out? And because the network has effectively been drained of cash by the events of the past year, you have to look at borrowing the money. There are basically two assets the foundation is able to leverage. That's its real estate in Los Angeles and its real estate in Berkeley, KPFK's building, KPFA's building. The intent of the national office staff, as I understand, is to take out a loan they can use to repay that line of credit, whose interest rate will adjust upward if it's not paid back, that they can use to finance a short-term deficit associated with structural readjustment in the network, with getting all the finances into balance, and provide a little bit of padding. They're talking somewhere in the vicinity of $1 million. Remember, we've already used off a $300,000 line of credit, and you're looking at a $450,000 deficit in this national budget. So those are in broad strokes where we're starting, approving a deficit budget in what I wouldn't even call a worst-case scenario for the national office, but a bad-case scenario, and debt financing in order to get through that.
And I'd just like to speak to taking out a loan. It was sad enough to take a 59-year-old organization into a line of credit. We're at the end of that line of credit, as I put out earlier today, and we'll be able to make end of September payroll, but there's still about $200,000 in bills dangling out there. We owe a significant amount to Democracy Now!, who I got a phone call from last night, wondering when they're going to see some money. We owe money all over the place. I have the bank, Ken Juni, our banker at Wells Fargo, because, as I said, Wells Fargo does not do loans anymore against property. They're not interested in property. Not many banks are. Connected us to what's called Clearinghouse CDIF, which is a community development financial institution. I met with them. I sent to the board a very bullet-pointed rundown of all the things that will be required to get a loan. It'll be a 30-year loan. And the monthly payments will be $9,000 a month. It's against the property in Berkeley. We could also, Clearinghouse is a California institution, so it could also be taken out against the building in Los Angeles. However, the building in Los Angeles has not had an EPA, and you have to have, of course, the assessment done on the property, et cetera. The Berkeley property is pretty clear of that. As I sent out the information to all of you board members, I don't know if you read it, but that was sent out in August, all the different requirements that the loan agency will require, and they are a vast number of them, including a narrative of how we got here, including a narrative of what the money is going to be used for, how you're going to reorganize, what the strategic plan is, what the marketing plan is, et cetera, et cetera. How you are going to guarantee to them that you're not going to fall back into that place. They're not interested in having property. Nobody is. Property's a dime a dozen right now. So for 30 years, you're looking at debt. I took it as far as I could, which was to take it to the board and let you know what the parameters are around that loan. If we were to take the loan against the Southern California property, we don't know what we might discover with an EPA assessment, whether, you know, perhaps there was a gas station there one time, or perhaps there is an oil tank underneath. I mean, you just don't know in California. And we have very, very strict environmental regulations, super strict. So that was something that the chair had suggested, and I understand, given her love and her dedication to KPFA. She was there during the capital campaign when the money was raised to buy that property for the foundation. It was raised over a period of 4 or 5 years because that's how you do capital campaigns. You don't just wave your magic wand and then suddenly you're going to get all this money to build or move or do whatever. The community came out in force. There is absolutely no debt against that property. And for those of you that have had the opportunity to see it, it's a beautiful piece of property, although somewhat derelict now, certain parts of it, which I was surprised to see, having worked there 10 years ago, that we have a boarded up storefront as part of Pacifica. But of course, there's no money to do anything with, so hence the board stays on the windows. I can't in good conscience, I'm sorry, recommend, you know, a $1 million loan, $300,000 of which will go right off the top to pay back this line of credit. You're left with $700,000. You've got other bills owing. You've got, you know, $200,000 in bills. So right there, you got a $500,000 left. You may have to help other stations pay severances, whatever. I mean, huh? How did we get here? I just can't do that. I can't do that for the listeners, and I can't do that for the future generations who deserve to have the microphone. Deserve to have that microphone, which people, it's like out of their cold hands will those microphones be wrenched. But hopefully someday some younger people will come in and maybe they'll have an interest in it. I don't know. So we're at a real sticky wicket here. I was mandated. This was one of the first budgets I was mandated to do and come up with a contingency plan back in July because we were hemorrhaging then. We were paying PRA's payroll, PRA's benefits. We were covering BAI. We were just covering everybody and Kay as well. So first person to take out was easy, which was me. Oh, that's my friend. Excuse this ring.
If we're getting into positions, it would probably be time to move into executive
right.
session.
Yeah. Right.
Probably. Oh, thank you, Zakai. I've always wondered how to do that. You know, it doesn't come with a handbook.
Yeah.
Done. Thank you. There's not too many other sources of revenue for the national. And let's not forget, board expenses are in here, insurance, website expenses, uplink costs, and all expenses that are folded in with the affiliates program, including, of course, the affiliates revenue, which is coming in between $200,000 to about $225,000 annually. We don't get a CPB grant. And it is my fervent hope, because it would not be correct, that absolutely zero money is supposed to go from any station CSG grant into national coffers. That is ironclad within the CPB regulations.
Okay. I think we are at the point where we're going to adjourn to executive session now to talk about other personnel issues related to the national office. So I want to thank George. Brian's here. Oh, Brian's staying. He's not going anywhere.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
He signed the thing. Okay, fine.
Any questions from the public?
Yeah, no. Nia.
I have a really quick one, Nicole. In terms of board expenses,
I notice on the there's always a $20 fee when we book our plane tickets to the travel agent. What is that? Why doesn't she get a commission?
This is something that seems traditional. We use a travel agent, and that's basically because she puts it on her credit card, and so we can stretch out paying her back. Mm-hmm. Everything's on plastic for the board, pretty much. I mean, this trip is on plastic, trust me.
It's also worth it.
And
I was just curious as to
what that's what it is.
Fee. Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions from the board before we adjourn into executive
session? And just one
session?
Point about the board. When I crafted this budget, I didn't touch any expense for the board. I didn't lower anything. It's a complete replication from last year from this year to FY09. I feel that that's a board-driven issue. And that wasn't my place as staff to tinker with the board budget whatsoever.
Okay. So I thank.
You don't listen to comments
on this? No, not right now. We have had comments. It's late. We're just going to go into executive session. Thank you, though. Tomorrow we start at 8 o'clock. We may still be in executive session if we don't complete the personnel issues that we have to address. I think we begin it. The open session begins at 10 o'clock tomorrow.
Open session.
There's maybe a carryover from tonight. So public session begins at 10. So thank you all. While we're still in public session, I want to thank again, first of all of you for coming from the local station and from WBAI, the community, to share your thoughts and passions with the PNB. I'd like to thank the national staff again. I want to thank Brian Edwards Tiekert for getting on a midnight special last night.
That's a gun, isn't it? The midnight special.
For the midnight special. Again, because the chair of the board, the chair of the National Finance Committee was not able to attend, and Brian has been second in command, and he has just been great, and I really, really appreciate all of your work and your coming. I want to thank Delise and John again for facilitating this meeting and for being here for very, very long hours, and we will see all of you back here tomorrow. The board remains.